speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, July 5th, 2019. Took the day off yesterday. I hope you enjoyed the rebroadcast. We're going to take a look at some new events as well as what is happening to Erase America. The race to erase America continues and accelerates. Meanwhile, we see that Mad Magazine, if you remember, President Trump compared Buttigieg to Alfred E. Newman. You know, what me worry? And much of America said, what is Trump talking about? Mad Magazine was huge. Now, after 67 years, they are going to vanish from newsstands. And many millennials said, what are newsstands? As we look at this, but quite frankly, pull that picture up again. As I said before, I think if President Trump wants to hit base with this generation, he needs to compare him not to Alfred E. Newman, but to Pee Wee Herman. I think Buttigieg, we should call him Mayor Pee Wee. They like to call him Mayor Pete. I think he should be Mayor Pee Wee. And when you look at what's going on with Mad Magazine, though, 67 years. And, of course, it had a big effect on me growing up. Sorry, that's just the way it is. I guess you can tell that. Came out in 1952 as a comic book. And that's an interesting story right there. They called it Mad Magazine because it was a little bit over the edge in those days. In those days, they're very concerned about what young people were reading. So they came up with a thing called the comic book code. And if you bought a Batman comic or a Superman comic or a Spider-Man comic or whatever, you would see this little seal of approval that looked like a postage stamp. And it said that it complied with that code. Kind of what they did to the movies with the Motion Picture Association. You know, they had a code, Hays Code, that went back years before that. And so since Mad Magazine didn't want to self-censor itself, they said, no, we are a magazine. We're no longer a comic book. You know, and they enlarged their print format, changed the size of the paper, explicitly called themselves a magazine so they could get around the censorship and so they could do satire and comedy. You know, the kind of stuff that you can't do on social media anymore. I guess have a new social media platform and call it Mad. Mutual assured destruction is what's really going on in this country as they galvanize each of us into different groups to fight each other. That is what is happening now. But, you know, when we talk about satire, it's really hard to operate as a satire site anymore. I said this last week when we had Beto campaigning in Mexico. It's like, is this The Onion? Is this Babylon Bee? No, it's reality. You actually had Beto O'Rourke, the beta male, campaigning in Mexico. And then it gets even worse. You got Cory Booker going to Mexico and acting like a mule. You know, not a Democrat jackass, but a literal mule or drug cartels, transporting people across the border, not for dinero, but for political clout. Yeah, that's the way he gets paid right now. Yeah, and looking for poll numbers, not for hard, cold cash. And then this item right here. Hillary Clinton, I talked about this when it was announced back in May, that Hillary Clinton was going to be the keynote speaker at a cyber defense summit. Now, again, you would expect to see that on the Babylon Bee. Probably not The Onion, because they don't like to make fun of Hillary Clinton too much. But when I talked about that, I said, can you believe these people would pick Hillary Clinton to be the keynote speaker at a cybersecurity event? The woman who had absolutely no cybersecurity whatsoever had a private server that was hacked by the Chinese, and they sent themselves a copy of every email that she sent or received. And now they have notified everybody that she's dropped out of that cybersecurity event for unforeseen circumstances. I'll tell you why she dropped out when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bring briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, July 5th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. As I said at the top of the hour, Mad Magazine is ceasing publication, effectively. They're not going to be on newsstands anymore. They're going to be sold in comic book stores and by subscription. And it's kind of ironic because they emphasize the magazine part of that, because at one point in time, we were concerned about what our kids read. And so there was a code for comic books showing Batman was not criminally insane at the time. It was kind of like a Sherlock Holmes with gadgets. Very innocent stuff. The Joker wasn't killing people like he did in the early days. They kind of cleaned all that stuff up. Mad Magazine wanted to do full-on satire without any restrictions. And so they went to a magazine format, enlarged it, did not have the seal of approval of the comic book code and so forth. But now they're going to be back in comic books. And they're going to be recycling old material. They're going to have new covers, but earlier material that they're going to sell through the comic book stores. They will do special editions. Many people like Weird Al Yankovic had said it was a vital part of creating his character. Mine too, as a matter of fact. He was actually a guest editor back in 2015. But it's just too hard to do satire anymore because you can't get beyond these Democrat politicians. As I said at the top of the hour, Beto campaigning in Mexico, Cory Booker acting as a human trafficker, taking people across the border, violating the law. And then Hillary Clinton selected to be a keynote speaker at a cybersecurity conference this fall, October 9th through 10th. The FireEye Cyber Defense Summit wanted her as a keynote speaker. And here's, I think, the thing that scotched the deal. They wanted her to have a question and answer session. I don't think you want to take questions on cybersecurity if you're Hillary Clinton. I think it might have been something just as simple as she didn't get the email. The email got lost in transition. Or maybe, you know, the Chinese government deleted it after they saw what it was, because they were able to send a copy of every email that Hillary Clinton received and sent. So maybe they were the ones who shut her down on that. Nevertheless, yeah. Who needs satire when you've got Democrats, right? And of course, the Democrats don't like humor either. I mean, it's a lose-lose situation for an organization like Mad Magazine. You want to make a joke? Oh, well, that's stereotypical. That hurts somebody's feelings. That's bullying and so forth and on. Anyway, we don't need them anyway, because we've got Kamala Harris. As Reason Magazine pointed out, she just can't stop promising to do things via executive order. She has said, I'm going to do gun control via executive order. I'm going to give these people 100 days to do what I demand, and then I will enact it by executive order. But now she's moving on. And, of course, talking about open borders. So she wants executive orders on open borders. She says, I will immediately by executive action reinstate DACA status. Okay, well, you know what? It's still there, quite frankly. Maybe she hasn't noticed. That's one of the things I've been complaining about, that President Trump hasn't ended it. It was an executive order from Obama President Trump could and should issue an executive order. They said they were going to do that. And then a judge says, you can't do that. You know, okay. All right. Well, we'll listen to you, judge. So it's still there, effectively. So it doesn't need Kamala Harris's executive order to reinstate it. It's still stated there. And, you know, any executive orders by Obama will be treated as constitutional amendments. By the way, we're going to have Richard Proctor joining us later in the program. And we're going to talk about some constitutional amendments. We're going to talk about the 3rd and the 6th. So make sure you join us. Always interesting to talk to Richard Proctor, a great authority, expert on the Constitution. And we'll have live in studio, in the second hour, we'll have Leo Zagami. Anyway, she says, I will, by executive action, reinstate DACA status, and I will further extend protection for deferral of deportation for their parents. That was called DAPA, D-A-P-A, Deferred Action for the Parents. And that was challenged by the Republicans. They took him to court. They won in court, Kamala. You might pay. First of all, DACA is still there, and you don't need to reauthorize it by executive order. And DAPA was actually struck down by the courts in 2015, giving even more weight to the fact that President Trump could get rid of DACA. It's the same thing in principle as DAPA, which was struck down by court. And again, President Trump, as a president, can issue an executive order that overturns previous executive orders from previous presidents. But we have to pretend that Obama is still ruling, and maybe in a lot of ways he is, because he put people into office that are still ruling over us, these judges. They're the ones who really are rulers. The Supreme Court is the American Politburo. Get video clip number 4 ready. We had Cory Booker, as I said, you know, on Wednesday. He is actually trafficking people across the border. They're that desperate for voters. It's absolutely amazing. He spent over four hours, speaking with asylum seekers, and then he drugged some people across the border to make a point. That's how the human trafficking mules of the Democrat Party. Ben Garrison needs to do a cartoon about that. Turn all the Democrat candidates into human trafficking mules, because that's basically what they become. Here's what Cory Booker had to say. He said it's just common sense.
Do I want someone who gets sick with a potential communicable illness to not be able to go to a hospital and get treated? Potentially threaten to infect others? Do I want kids not to get vaccinated that are in my country? We've got to have some common sense here, because we may think that shutting off people having access to any kind of health care is some kind of tough stance. But really what it does is it endangers our own populations if we don't have some pathway for people getting some kind of support. That's why when I was mayor of the city of Newark, I just said, when it comes to emergency services, policing services, hospital services, undocumented immigrants here are part of our community. They have access to those things. We have a president right now that is enforcing things that make us less safe, not only in a healthcare way, but in a criminal capacity, because now we have a climate in which immigrant populations are afraid to even report crimes because they feel like if they come forward.
Okay, let's hold it right because there. I can't take any more of this guy. So it's the safe thing to do. It really doesn't make, it's just common sense. If you don't want our populations, whatever our populations are, because, it's just it's one village, as Nancy Pelosi said. We just happen to have a line running through it. So I don't know what populations he's protecting. But, you know, if you're worried about American health, what you need to do is you need to bring these sick people in as much as possible so that you can make them well. Except we're not doing that for Americans, are we? Maybe somebody should point that out to him. Maybe they should point out to him that all these people talking about the Ellis Island experience, they quarantined people who were sick. They didn't bring them into the population. But we can go to Africa. We should go to Africa, go to the Congo, and let's bring some people with Ebola in. Because I'm sure the CDC could use that in some way, right? Oh, we can vaccinate everybody. Hey, all of you people rushing through the borders to get to America, do you realize they're going to be doing mandatory vaccines on you once they look at you as their slaves? He says, seeking asylum is a legal right. legal right. Everybody has a right to be Americans. It's just Americans who don't have rights anymore. Not even in the sense that the Democrats like to talk about. They like to talk about what they call positive rights. In other words, things the government must do for you, free stuff. The founders of this country, when they were, you know, we just had July 4th yesterday, they said we have inalienable rights that we get from God, and the government's purpose is to protect those rights, not give them to us. We already have them. They keep the government, the purpose of government is to keep people, you know, like Facebook and Twitter and Google from stealing our rights, other big corporations from stealing our money. That's the purpose of government. But no, the government is stealing our rights as it promises that it's going to give us all this free stuff. That's the reality. And of course, he brought them over to hook them up with immigration rights attorneys because it's all about the court system. We'll be right back.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
The time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world could come here and get everything free, but that we, the citizens, have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy if we don't have major innovation and major booms. We will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the U.S. to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us and we will continue on in the face of this. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of the huge July 4th specials. We're running right through into next weekend, but then they've got to stop. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the award-winning supplements, and double Patriot points. That means on your next order, 10% off, not 5% off on the dollar. You'll sign up for auto ship and additional 10% off. Some of these products are loss leaders at those prices. X2, learn about why it's so special. How is the good at halogen? How is the missing link in the body? Find out about X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. BrainForce Plus, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine, Turbo Force, the great clean 10-hour energy, Real Red Pill Plus, Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, the Lung Cleanse, the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies. Most of those are close to selling out. Some won't be back in for months. Many won't be back in for weeks. But regardless, fish oil for adults, for children, the very best out there. All of these are great products. Books, films, t-shirts, water filtration, air filtration. That's what funds the InfoWar. And the big sale's running right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know what Cory Booker did? Illegally escorting five immigrants across the border is, it's against the law, isn't it? Is Cory Booker now illegal? Is he a criminal? The Democrats keep saying, we gotta make it not a crime to cross the border. See, they've admitted in these debates that it is a crime. That the people, the foreign citizens, who come here illegally, criminally trespassing, are committing a crime. That's what we mean by illegal aliens. It means that they're foreign citizens who are here illegally. But, of course, we can't call them that. They're undocumented immigrants. And now we have a presidential candidate who makes a virtue signals to all of the new voters that they're adding to the rolls. Vote for him because he wants everybody to be able to come here and get free health care without any restriction. And, of course, you Americans are going to pay for it. That's the campaign issue right there that President Trump ought to be campaigning on, to cut the legs out of the Democrats. These people are promising free stuff to everybody. Say, well, you know what? I think we draw the line in terms of, let's just draw the line and say no free stuff for people from the rest of the world. We'll take care of Americans first. Isn't that America first? He could extend that to the welfare state. I don't support the welfare state by any means. But if we extend the welfare state to the world, as we have the warfare state to the world. You know, it's the welfare state and the warfare state that are destroying this country. We have a warfare state that spares no expense in protecting every other country except America. We can't send the military to the border. We send them to parade in Washington, right? That's what it was about. And we can't do anything to defend America. That's going to be the way it is with the welfare state. You get secondary handouts to this stuff. First, we're going to take care of foreign citizens who come here because we want to bribe them to come here. You know, that's the real purpose. And just as our real purpose is not defending America with the military, our real purpose is regime change. All these people who talk so much about how they love the military hold the lives of the men and women in the military cheap. Very cheap. They're expendable. They're disposable. They're to be used as unpaid mercenaries for globalism. And we'll send them anywhere to achieve our objectives. And that's exactly the kind of realpolitik, said Henry Kissinger, who said the military is nothing but a bunch of animals to be used by us. That's the same mentality in place today, in my opinion. And that's why I want to see us getting back to the fundamental principles. I'll talk a little bit more about that later in the broadcast. But let's take a look at what's going on at the border. And we have President Trump. Will he, won't he put this census citizenship question on there? There are so many different ways that the Democrats are trying to rig the election. They're trying to control the information that we see. They're trying to control the speech of the public. So they're attacking the free press, they're attacking free speech, especially in social media, because they want to have a monopolistic control of social media like they have had of corporate broadcast media. Back in the days, we had just three channels. ABC, CBS, NBC. They want to get back to those days. And so they've got three big internet companies that are going to control all information you see on the internet. Facebook, Twitter, and Google. You know, it used to be ABC, CBS, NBC. Now it's Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And that's one aspect of it. And of course you've got Microsoft in there with NewsGuard. Another aspect of it is electronic voting. They can rig the election with all this stuff. This is the bottom line. You know, if NewsGuard doesn't work, they've always got Election Guard. the operating system that is being put on all the electronic voting machines, again, by Microsoft, the first of the Silicon Valley companies to join with DARPA to do geospatial intelligence on the American public, to data mine you and your life so they could better manipulate you and so that they could see whether or not their propaganda is working. So they've got election guard, they've got news guard, but then they can also bring in foreign voters and let them vote on the voting rolls. And if they don't do that, then they can at least count the foreign citizens who are here so they get greater representation in California and these other sanctuary states in Congress. Because if it shows that their population is increasing because they've got more illegal aliens coming in, then they will get a higher proportion of the unconstitutionally fixed number of congressional representatives that we have. I mean, there's nothing in the Constitution that supports us capping the number of representatives, but that's what they do. And so then they shift those around depending on which states are growing or shrinking in population. But just take a look at the one tactic before we go to the census question. Take a look, go back to the end of May. We saw the Secretary of State here in Texas, David Whitley. He uncovered the fact that we had 95,000 non-citizen residents who were on the voting rolls. Now, once he showed that, the League of United Latin American Citizens filed a lawsuit challenging taking those people off the voting rolls. You get that? Oh, we've got people here who are not citizens and they are registered to vote. And then this organization says, well, you can't take them off the voter rolls. They're only non-citizens. They said it's clear that the right-wing elements in the Texas government are trying to rig the system to keep power and to disenfranchise 95,000 American citizens. No, they're not citizens. They're foreign citizens. They're not American citizens. They're foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing here and have gotten themselves on the voting rolls here in Texas. Again, the League of United Latin American Citizens said there is no voter fraud in Texas. We always hear that. They hear that all the time in North Carolina. Of course, the Democrats have set up all the structures. Early voting, the earliest voting anywhere is in North Carolina. Motor vote. You know, you come in, get your driver's license, they'll register you to vote and so forth. Extended voting period of time, tying it to driver's licenses, making sure there's no picture ID. That's a key thing, especially in North Carolina. I've told the story many times, going back to 2012. Friend of my brother-in-law's goes in to vote. All you have to do is give them a name and an address. So you can basically vote the phone book. They don't know who you are, right? Just grab, remember when we had phone books? Basically, if you could go online with Google and generate a digital list of names and addresses, how about that? Since we don't have phone books anymore. But anyway, you could just take the phone book down and give them a name and an address, and they say, okay. Except my brother-in-law's friend goes down, and they said, you've already voted. And so has this other person at your address. They said, well, that's my mother. She's been dead for several years, and people are voting for his dead mother and for him because they took a phone book and they walk in and just give a name. All of these methods are set up by the Democrats. And so how did this Secretary of State here in Texas, Mr. Whitley, how did he get those numbers? Well, he took a look at the public safety driver's license records. That includes their immigration status. And then he looked at the voter rolls. And then it kicked out 95,000 people who the driver's license people, because they do real ID, it looks at their immigration status, gives them a driver's license, and then they take it down and they get on the voting roll. And they found out that of those 95,000 non-citizens, or I should say foreign citizens, they're citizens somewhere. Of the 95,000 foreign citizens, 58,000 of them had actually voted here in Texas. We'll be right back.
I'm
just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world could come here and get everything free, but that we, the citizens, have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy if we don't have major innovation and major booms. We will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the U.S. to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us and we will continue on in the face of this. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of the platforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the citizenship question. Because this is the question everybody is asking. What is going on with that? We had an Obama judge say you can't ask on the census whether or not somebody is a citizen. And you had the Supreme Court kind of punt on that question. When in the past it's been clear that we've asked that and there's absolutely no problem asking that. I read you the statements of this court decision, as well as previous ones, saying this is the prerogative of the people putting together the census. They can ask anything that they want, and they do. They ask all kinds of intrusive and silly questions that aren't any of their business. But whether or not you are a citizen is their business, because this census is used to allocate political power between the different states. How many representatives are they going to have in Congress? How many are they going to have in the Electoral College, as I said last week? If you're going to count foreign citizens in the census, and you're going to use that to allocate congressional power and representation in the Electoral College, just call it the illegal college. How about that? We'll keep it, but we'll pad it just like the California Democrat Party is doing. They're going to have non-citizens put into party leadership positions. They're going to have them writing the party platform. I look at what the Democrats are doing, and I thought it was already foreign citizens writing this stuff. Globalists are writing this stuff. Anyway, as we had all this talk, and the Department of Justice and even Wilbur Ross of the Commerce Department said, all right, we're moving on. We've got to print these forms, so we're going to print them without the citizenship question. Then it was reported by many different people. And then President Trump comes out after that and says, nope, it's fake news. We're going to stop this. And so everybody's going, what is going on? So here's the timeline here of what has happened with this. We had Judge Jesse Furman in New York federal court. Where else? Well, it could have been California. Had an emergency hearing on the question's status. This Obama appointee gave the Department of Justice until 6 p.m. on Wednesday to state their position and their intentions on this citizenship question, because it was kicked back down to them from the Supreme Court. They didn't want to handle that hot potato. U.S. District Judge George Hazel, later on, after President Trump tweeted, gave the U.S. until Friday at 2 p.m., that's today, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, to definitely answer what it's doing. He is also an Obama appointee. This is one of the reasons why the Senate has drug its feet on appointments. They, Obama put a lot of people in position, and they don't want Trump putting people in those positions. As National Review has pointed out, two-thirds of voters support allowing the U.S. Census to include a question about an individual's citizenship status. Well, yeah, that's what it's about, isn't it? So now where we are is we have the Department of Justice, an assistant attorney general there, Joseph Hunt, came out after President Trump said, nope, we're still going to ask that. He said, we think there might be a legally available path under the Supreme Court's decision. We're examining that. We're looking at near-term options to see whether that's viable or possible. So I guess we'll find out today. He added, it is very fluid at present, and we're still examining the Supreme Court's decision to see if that option is still available to us. And the talk now is that a senior legal source has said, the administration is considering the appropriateness of an executive order that would address the constitutional need for the citizenship question to be included in the 2020 census. And that is exactly what needs to be done. This could be a very good thing. If President Trump issues an executive order to say, no, I'm president, I have the authority, these are organizations, the Commerce Department, the Department of Justice, all these different organizations, but it's the Commerce Department that's putting the census together. They have always had the freedom to include whatever questions they want. And if you look at these judges pushing back against President Trump, what they're saying is, well, we think that he has impure motives. We don't have a problem with the question per se, but I think the guy's a racist, so he shouldn't be able to ask those kind of questions. Absolute nonsense. And two-thirds of the people in America understand that. It's not racist, and it doesn't matter what his motivations are. He has the authority to do it. You take a look at the law, not at people's motivations, but that's, of course, what they always do with a so-called Muslim ban. The Muslim ban. Those countries, they were all countries that we consider to be terrorist threats or dangerous. Two of them were not Muslim countries at all. North Korea is not a Muslim country, by the way. And so there were five Muslim countries, two that were not, like North Korea. And there are 50 countries that are predominantly Muslim in the world. And Trump only banned five of them. So it was not a Muslim ban. But that's what the federal judges said. Said, well, I think the President Trump doesn't like Muslims, and I think that's what this is all about. Regardless of the fact that he's saying people can't come in from North Korea. This is about Muslims. There are no Muslims in North Korea. They better hope they're not in North Korea. They get the full-on China treatment there. You don't want to live there, regardless of what your religion is. You don't want to live in North Korea. As one socialist-loving, now North Korean prisoner has found out, this guy who is infatuated with North Korea, Australian, he just loves socialism, so he wanted to go there. You know, kind of like Bernie and de Blasio wanted to go visit. Bernie went to the Soviet Union and de Blasio went to Cuba. Well, this guy wanted to go to North Korea. You know, just wanted to see socialism in its pure essence. And he got a good taste of it, rotting in a prison. Anyway, back to this question. The real issue here, as I've said, and this is as important as controlling our border. Because, yeah, we got foreign citizens who are crashing and invading this country, and the border has completely collapsed. And we have to address that situation. And the only way to do it is to use the military not for a parade, not for regime change abroad, but use the military to just block the border and stop this situation right now. And we've got a flood of people. They don't have any problem using the military when there's a flood from a hurricane, do they? This is an emergency. President Trump needs to issue an emergency order and do that. And he has the authority to do that. And as I've said many times, the founders understood that the court system, they said, it's the least dangerous because it doesn't have any way to enforce its opinion. Unless the Congress and unless the president bows to that. And that's what they've been doing for far too long. Andrew Jackson saying of the Supreme Court, well, they've issued their opinion. Let's see them enforce it. And he went ahead and did what he wanted to do, which is what the Supreme Court had said the previous year he could do. Then they changed their mind after 1 year. It's just an opinion. And they're not modifying the Constitution. So the president has the authority to ask that question. And if President Trump uses an executive order, that would be just as important as putting the citizenship question on the census. And I hope he does both of those things. It would be a huge win-win if he were to do that. And as a matter of fact, a former federal judge, Michael Luttig, says if the president of the United States were to issue an executive order supported by his full Article II powers, directing that the citizenship question be included in the 2020 census, I believe the Supreme Court would affirm the constitutional power of the president to include the citizenship question in the census. And quite frankly, if they didn't, it would be even better if he went ahead and did it. Because it would be just like Jeff Sessions, Mr. Reefer Madness, wanting so desperately to continue locking people up for using pot recreationally or as a medicine when you had two-thirds of the states saying, we're not going to do that. Jeff Sessions didn't go there because he would have lost big time, and it would have helped to educate everybody that we can peacefully pull back federal overreach if we nullify their actions at the state and local level. And we can do that. We have elected officials at the state and local level who can nullify federal overreach. And the president can nullify the judicial overreach that has intruded itself into every minute detail of our lives. And he's got to do that. That's as important as protecting us from the invasion of foreign citizens, protecting us from the invasion of the federal judiciary. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have through their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, in that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims or supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, one of the most important things President Trump could do is to do an executive order. I've got former judges saying, yeah, he could do that. He's got the authority to do that under Article 2 of the Constitution. You've got a representative here from this area of Texas, and he is saying the president needs to do that as well. He says, look, he's got the authority to do it, and he needs to say, just print it. Says if his lawyers are advising him, said Chip Roy, who represents Texas, part of San Antonio, and much of Austin here, said on social media, if it's the lawyers advising him, Trump should just ignore them completely. Print the census with the questions, issue a statement explaining why. And he said, in quotes, because we should. Done. I like that guy. That's exactly right. I have the authority. I was elected president. This is the authority under the Constitution to do this type of thing. And nobody has ever had a problem in the government. They think that you should answer any question that the government puts to you, right? They should be able to ask you anything, no matter how intrusive or no matter how much it's none of their business. They feel like they have a right to ask us anything and everything, except whether or not we're citizens when they're allocating political power. It's absolutely insane. All right, we're going to talk about the efforts to erase America here and what we saw yesterday on the 4th of July. Coming up, before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you, as we see them trying to erase independent media, like InfoWars, we were the first ones because we were the most effective, and we've been effective because of your support, and we really do need your support right now. InfoWars Emergency Special, you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off all InfoWars Life products. We want to make this a win-win situation for you. Alex has gotten the very best vitamins, minerals, other supplements, very effective, very pure, and now you've got the best price right now. 50% off, free shipping, and double Patriot points store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need your support, and we really do appreciate the support that you've given us up to this point. All right, let's talk about what's happening across America. You know, we just had the 4th of July, and I, like I said, I'm very concerned about what I see on both the left and the right. You know, certainly President Trump saw this, and many people did. I guess I'm in the minority of people who agree with President Trump on most issues. Most of them were celebrating this. I want to see our military used to defend this country in an appropriate way. I don't want to see our military used and our money and our lives, especially our lives, squandered for acts of aggression that would have been categorically rejected by the people who founded this country, by the Christians who founded this country, would never, never have supported the kind of wars that our military is being asked to fight. And if you support the military and the men and women in uniform, don't ask them to die for an unjust cause. And so what I saw in Washington yesterday, even though not a lot of tanks, they had them on platforms and so forth, and President Trump, his speech was really kind of focused on the military, not on our freedoms, which is what I kind of thought that the Declaration of Independence was about. I think it should be about that. I think we should talk about liberty. And I think the military serves a very important role, but it is not the reason that we have America, so we can have this endless, unrestricted empire that is at war everywhere, as I said on Friday, or Wednesday. 75% of the war, 75% of the world's nations we're engaged in warfare with or have military bases there. Why? Why are we doing that? It is not to keep us safe. We have started wars that we can't win because they're not justified wars. We cannot get these people, we cannot hand them democracy, liberty, freedom, independence on a silver platter. They have to want it themselves. And when we put our bases everywhere, these are essentially tripwires to get us involved in wars. That doesn't make us safer. It makes us less safe. But let's take a look at some of the hatred on the left for what America is. San Francisco has a mural at a public school. They're going to pay $600,000 to get rid of this mural of George Washington. They hate George Washington that much in San Francisco that they'll pay $600,000 to get rid of him. This was done, ironically, during FDR's New Deal. Remember New Deal? Remember the Green New Deal? Well, you know, they had the old New Deal when FDR just escaped from any restrictions in the Constitution whatsoever, and he started funding all kinds of things with the idea that he was going to get us out of the Great Depression. Of course, that didn't do it. Didn't do it. The job recovery stuff did not recover until the war began. But he was throwing money at everybody. Actors, radio personnel, artists to paint, and that's how this got painted. Victor Arnatoff, one of the foremost muralists during FDR's New Deal, painted this. So it's 83 years old. And in this article from AP, they said, well, it's prompted some to worry that other artwork from the so-called New Deal era could face a similar fate because of changing sensibilities. You see how far socialism has come? FDR's New Deal was socialism. That's why AOC went back and referred to, oh, we need a Green New Deal. We need to up the ante on socialism using environmentalism as the excuse. Well, that was old socialism. Today, socialism is really about cultural Marxism. oh, this is not politically correct, so we're going to control your speech. And we're going to come after your history. We're going to come after your culture. We're going to come after your laws. We want to erase everything that is American. And they said, well, it's just, we got to take this thing down. It's a 1,600 square foot mural. That's why it's going to cost them $600,000 to get rid of it. I don't know. I could go there and just, if they want me to white it out, I could just get regular paint and cover it up. Pay me $600,000. I'll sign up for that in a heartbeat. But they said what they took exception to was the fact that he was standing over the body of a Native American. Why do you think that is? Was it because he fought in the French and Indian War? Would they be happier if he was standing over the body of a dead Frenchman? They called it the French and Indian War. It wasn't the French and Indian who were Indians who were fighting each other. It was the French who got the Indians to fight the British colonists at the time. That was a war that preceded the Revolutionary War. And in the same way, when they talk in the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson pointed out that King George was trying to use that same tactic against the American military. He wanted to have an insurrection of slaves. He also wanted to have ally himself with Indians to fight anybody and everybody. And they said the legacies of Washington and other historical figures are being reexamined. Yes, they are. They're being reexamined and erased. Some cities have changed the names of streets and buildings because they were named after slave owners, says AP. But wait a minute. Who are we going to name them after? Because Native Americans owned slaves, right? The Indians who were here, they had a lot of slavery going on. They were not a monolithic culture. They had a lot of different tribes, a lot of different nations. They went to war with each other. They took and they kept slaves. They captured European white settlers and kept them as slaves. Go back and look at the John Wayne movie, The Searchers, for example. But, you know, so did the black tribes in Africa. They had slaves as well. So did the Aztecs and Incans. As a matter of fact, they not only had slaves, but they had human sacrifices. So which culture is it that you've got in San Francisco that is totally blameless and without flaw? Please tell me which one you're going to put up there. Mark Sanchez, vice president of the school board, said painting it over represents not only a symbolic fresh start, but a real fresh start. That's right. It's about erasing the culture, and they start by tearing down. Well, they don't start. This is the final step, folks. They've been, you don't realize it. Most of you have not been in school for a while. You don't realize how they have been erasing the culture and our history and the minds of our children that we mindlessly turn over to the state to be educated. Propagandized is a more accurate term. And so they have so thoroughly done their job that now the taking down of statues, the taking down of murals and so forth, that's just the final step. The final step. You know, they didn't pull down the statues when they had the overthrow of the Soviet Union. That was the last thing they did, was pulling down the statues. We are at that stage right now. America is done. America is done when they're pulling down every aspect of our civilization. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies, and the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change, and they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We have the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm.
Welcome back. Maybe that's what we should do. Let's establish a tradition of watching Johnny Tremaine. Remember when Disney used to do things where they didn't hate America and American culture? Now you've got Disney. It's going to do a live-action Little Mermaid, and they've chosen a black Ariel. Is that cultural misappropriation, as some people say? You know, I mean, this is written by Hans Christian Andersen. Do you think he had that in mind? Or was he envisioning, as he described in his novel, you know, crystal clear skin and blue eyes and so forth, because that's the culture that he was from. Of course, you know, if it was to go the other way, and it has been criticized that way. You know, oh, look, you know, this person playing an Indian princess, she's European, she's white, you can't have that. But it's okay for our culture to be appropriated and erased. And Disney is a big part of that. When we look at what's going on with social media, Facebook censored a post, remember, last year. It was a year ago, and it went viral at the time. You had a newspaper in Texas, and the newspaper was called The Vindicator, and it was in Liberty, Texas. So they thought it'd be kind of cool. It's a small town, about 9,000 people. They thought it'd be kind of cool to publish the Declaration of Independence in 12 posts on Facebook. But on the 10th day, they got to the part where it talked about merciless Indian savages. And that got them shut down because of hate speech on Facebook. And actually, here's the quote talking about King George. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. Quite frankly, that was true. The king was trying to use any tactic that he could, and he'd already seen the French and Indians get together, the French use the Indians to attack his forces in the previous war. So he thought that was a pretty good strategy. And that's why you have that picture, that mural of Washington over the body of a dead Indian. Dead Frenchman too, right? And when we look at this, what it says, whose known rule of warfare is undistinguished destruction of all ages, all sexes, all conditions. See, that was an abomination to the people of that time. Why? Because their thinking, their culture, their civilization was based on Christian principles. And you didn't come after, you didn't kill women and children. That's what they mean. Undistinguished destruction of all ages. Children are killed by the Indians. Sexes. Women are killed by the Indians. They would look at it as only males being combatants. And then they would wear uniforms to, in most cases, to distinguish in European warfare. They would have men wearing uniforms. So that was a Christian thing. Indians didn't have that distinction. The Christian principles of war said you don't attack somebody unless you're attacked. You make it clear who the combatants are so that we don't have an undistinguished destruction of everybody. That's what we do in modern warfare. Why? Because we've rejected the Christian principles this country was founded on. And we've rejected the Constitution that says you're going to have a debate about whether or not this war is even justified. And what does it look like to win it? They knew what it looked like to win a war. The aggression was stopped. It wasn't that you had your oil companies in charge of the supply lines or something like that. Or that you're running the heroin out of Afghanistan and that you want to keep that going. Right? That wasn't the definition of war in those times. But in modern warfare, that's exactly what we have. It doesn't matter. You come after the entire population. You know, the Muslims don't wear uniforms when they go to war. The Indians didn't wear uniforms when they went to war. That was a Christian thing to try to minimize the loss of life. But we don't care about that. We try to maximize the loss of life with everybody, all conditions, all ages, all sexes. We'll be right back.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back on this celebration that we just had yesterday, the 4th of July. Again, the flag that was the first flag of this country, known as the Betsy Ross flag, has now been the point of controversy, of course, because of Nike and of Colin Kaepernick. But as many people have pointed out, even Obama flew that flag, right? But they hate all American flags. This is about erasing our culture, our civilization. The Tennessee Smokies, which is a small-town baseball team, semi-pro, I guess, out of Sevierville, Tennessee, put up on social media, they shared a photo, the fact that they had carved the Betsy Ross flag into the dirt at their stadium. They call it the Smokies Stadium. They were celebrating Independence Day on Wednesday by putting that in the, carving that in the dirt and having fireworks after the game, wearing patriotic uniforms. And then they came out and they had to grovel because people took exception to that. Can you imagine? They have to apologize for wearing patriotic uniforms, for shooting off fireworks, and especially for putting a Betsy Ross flag carved into the dirt at Smokies Stadium. They came back and said, regarding one of our recent tweets regarding Kaepernick and our field design for tonight's game, it was meant to be a lighthearted take on a current situation. We didn't mean to offend anybody by it. And if we did, we certainly apologize. Please forgive me. It was so politically incorrect to make a joke. It's so politically incorrect too. I don't know if it was a joke that they're apologizing about or if it was the Betsy Ross flag. I guess people, they were afraid they're going to be taken off of social media for bullying Kaepernick. I'm sorry, Kaepernick is bullying us. Stop caving. Stop apologizing. Stop being ashamed of who and what you are. Get in their face. If they take you off of social media, so what? We had life before social media. We'll have life after social media. Maybe we need to start our own, as a matter of fact. You know, anybody, like I said, want to start something where you can actually have jokes and you can have political discussions and you can have free expression of religion? What a novel idea. so just take a look at how it has affected one of these colleges that was so politically correct. Right after President Trump was elected, they took down the flag at Hampshire College in Massachusetts. They were so offended that Americans would elect President Trump, they took the flag down. And after his election, they said, we want to take down anything that is an impediment, such as the flag, to addressing racist, misogynistic, Islamophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic, anti-LGBT rhetoric and behaviors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? The usual litany list of the left. And then when he was criticized, he doubled down, saying that the presence of the American flag interfered with the ability of students to express themselves. Understand how crazy this school is. They don't have grades. They don't have majors. They don't have test scores. And maybe they don't even realize that they're going down the drain because from last year's freshman class to this year's freshman class, they've had a 95% drop in people coming into the college. 95%. They had 290 students begin last year. Now they've got 15. Can they do the math? I don't know. Evidently not, because maybe that's why they didn't do any test scores, why they didn't have any grade point averages. The math was just too hard for these people. They had also done things like canceling a gun rights activist 2 hours before it was supposed to start because the sponsor hadn't disclosed that it might provoke intense debate. Oh, you don't want to have debate. Not at a college. You know, liberal arts used to be about freedom. It used to be about liberating people to think for themselves. It used to be that colleges invited debate. Now they silence debate. Interesting that they said they had 1,500 students as recently as the early 2010s. They were losing money. Ken Burns, the guy who did all the documentaries, did a multi-million dollar fundraiser for them because he's an alumnus of that school. That explains some things. And then, of course, not to be outdone, it's amazing to see how Cory Booker, Robert Francis O'Rourke, and Kamala Harris are always trying to outdo each other to be more radical than the next person. And so now we've got Beto O'Rourke backing Nike. He said the Betsy Ross flag was appropriated by white nationalists. It has by some extremist white nationalist groups been appropriate, he said. And, of course, as Donald Trump Jr. retweeted, other people were retweeting the fact that Obama used a 1776 flag as part of his inauguration. They had the traditional American flags hanging down, about four of them or whatever. And then on the two sides, they had the traditional 1776 flag. And as one of the descendants of Betsy Ross said, America wasn't perfect in 1776, and it still isn't. You want to show me a perfect nation? Please do. Show me a country. Show me a civilization that doesn't have a history of slavery. Doesn't have a history of war, justified or unjustified. And, of course, it wasn't just the 1776 flag. You had revolutionary communists yesterday burning American flags outside the White House because they hate America. They hate all American flags, all culture. Here in America. But you know what they do love? Two-thirds of Democrats love socialism. That's right. 65% of Democrats have a positive view of socialism. And it's just the opposite for Republicans. 80% of them have a negative view of socialism. We had Kaepernick not content with creating, becoming a celebrity over getting Nike to pull back the Betsy Ross tennis shoe. Goes to Twitter and he takes out of context something from Frederick Douglass's speech, "What to the Slave is the 4th of July." What he did was he posted up a little excerpt from what Frederick Douglass said. He said, "What have I or those I represent to do with your national independence? The 4th of July is yours, not mine. There is not a nation on the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of these United States at this very hour." Now, Ted Cruz took him to task. He said, well, kind of pull that out of context, I think. And because, you know, as has frequently been said, you take something out of context, it is merely a pretext for how you want to rig the narrative. Ted Cruz said this first of all, this speech was given in 1852. When the abomination of slavery still existed, thanks to Douglas and so many other heroes, we ended that grotesque evil. And it was called a grotesque evil in the Declaration of Independence, as a matter of fact. And he said, we made enormous strides to protect the civil rights of everybody. Said number two, Douglas was not anti-American. He was anti-slavery. And he went on to say this. This is what the rest of what Frederick Douglass had to say that Colin Kaepernick and the cultural Marxists don't want you to hear. Allow me to say, he said, in conclusion, notwithstanding the dark picture I have this day presented of the state of the nation, I do not despair of this country, said Frederick Douglass in that same speech. There are forces in operation which must inevitably work the downfall of slavery. The arm of the Lord is not shortened, and the doom of slavery is certain. I, therefore, leave off where I began with hope, while drawing encouragement from the Declaration of Independence. Said Frederick Douglass. The great principles that it contains and the genius of American institutions, my spirit is also cheered by the obvious tendencies of the age. Cruz then wrote, let me encourage everyone, read the entire speech. It's powerful, inspirational, historically important, and bending the arc of history towards justice and to make sure that people really understand what history is. You know, we go back and we look at the origins of this. I think it's amazing how these people are suppressing, well, we'll talk about this when we come back. You've got an institution here. I've got a couple of different victories, if you want to call it that, by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. So they'll take a little bit of what America is about, and just one word, you completely invert it. No, it was freedom of religion that this country was founded on, not freedom from religion. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is no longer any doubt multinational companies and governments are funding an attempted violent Maoist-style overthrow of the U.S. Our borders are being totally collapsed. Already born babies are being killed. World government is here. Now is the time for decision. Now is the time for everyone watching and listening to decide which side they're on. And if you decide that you want to stop the forces that are banning the American flag and attacking the family and that are attacking our borders and our country and our military and our heritage, if you want to defend that, then now is the time to take action. And that means word of mouth about this broadcast. And that means buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that means praying for InfoWars and praying for President Trump and praying for yourself and praying for peace, praying for justice. We're running it through July 4th, but it's got to end because we're running out a lot of the best-selling items. We have store-wide free shipping. Store-wide free shipping. 50% off all the supplements and double Patriot points. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. It's free. Get additional 10% off on your next order. You cannot beat these deals. The best we ever offer at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to just give us straight donations? There's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling live products, all of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down. The time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world could come here and get everything free, but that we, the citizens, have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy if we don't have major innovation and major booms. We will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the U.S. to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism, and bring in socialism so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us and we will continue on in the face of this. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, a small Texas town of only about 1,300 residents has now been bullied by a national organization of atheists to take down a sign that declares, "Jesus welcomes you to Hawkins, Hawkins, Texas." They put this sign up 4 years ago, small town again of 1,300 residents. It was put up by members of the Jesus Christ Open Altar Church. They said, "The city employees destroyed our church property, pulled up our crosses, destroyed everything. We're treating it like a hate crime of religious discrimination conspired by the city, and we have enough documents to prove that." The city, on the other hand, says that they have an easement on the property that dates back to 1909, and they're looking to see where they can put a street sign up where the church sign used to be. But, of course, it's been there for 4 years, and it's just coincidental, I'm sure, that it was just a couple of years ago that the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a letter to Hawkins, because this is an organization that wants to purge religion and shut down the free expression of religion, which is what this country was founded on, what the First Amendment protects. Here's another example. Same group in Ohio, a middle school. A plaque of the Ten Commandments was removed from an Ohio middle school following complaints by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They said school children already feel significant pressure to conform to their peers. Exactly. That's what it was designed for. And that's what they're designing social media for, so that you feel significant peer pressure. It's called the Ash experiment. And it works for adults, not just for children. And that's what they're producing with social media. And that's what the schools are all about. Children are even more susceptible to that. They said, "Students in our public schools are free to practice any religion they choose or none at all. In America," they said, "we live under the First Amendment." No, the First Amendment says we have free expression of religion. We have freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. There is no such thing as not having any religion. As Bob Dylan said, you're going to serve somebody, right? And he said, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to serve somebody. Even Bob Dylan knew that. But I told you last week what Earl Dabney said. He said, look, you can try to say that you're going to purge religion partially or totally from the schools, but you're still going to have it there. And even if you have a secular religion, you've just picked a different Lord. Take a look at what's going on in China, right? Where they go into the churches and they say, well, if you're going to put up a cross, you've got to put up Mao on one side and Xi on the other side. You know, the two thieves on either side of the cross. But what Dabney also said was non-Christian training is literally anti-Christian training. He said, we don't have any right to ask the state to propagate our theology. You know, he didn't want the state involved in education. Christians didn't want that at one point in time. It was the socialist, the communist, who demanded government-run schools paid for by taxpayers with compulsory attendance laws. And they're still doing that. They're still fighting homeschooling. They're still fighting private schools. He said, we have no right to ask the state to propagate our theology, but we do have a right to demand that they shall not oppose it. But they do on every opportunity. They are setting up their own idols, whether it's Mao or Xi or Marx. They have their own idols. They worship Gaia, this whole climate change agenda, or whatever. You know, they've got plenty of different idols that they can worship. Government primarily. Government is always wanting to act like God. And now they have become omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, knowing everything about us with the technology that they have and with the Supreme Court's help. When we go back and we look at this country's founding, again, as I pointed out when I read Jefferson's original draft of the Constitution where he was talking about slavery, he contrasted King George, said, here we have a Christian king who is acting like piratical infidels. And what he was talking about were the Barbary pirates, the Muslims. And he said, here he is, he's acting like an infidel. And here you have a Christian king who is enslaving men. Do you understand what he did with that statement? Jefferson equated the king of England with the black slaves. And he said, we're all human beings, and we all have these fundamental rights. And that was the central premise of the Declaration of Independence. That's why Frederick Douglass said, I'm hopeful because of these principles that are in the Declaration of Independence, so we can fix this situation. And we did. And it actually goes back, as an article on Breitbart points out, it goes back to the writings that were put out in 1700 by a Judge Samuel Sewall. And in it, he was talking about it was all put in Christian terms, the selling of Joseph, a memorial, talking about how the story of Joseph in Genesis, how he was sold by his brothers into slavery. And he said, it is most certain that all men, as they are sons of Adam, are co-heirs and have equal right to liberty and to other comforts of life. That's exactly the same argument that Thomas Jefferson made 76 years later, because the Christian principles permeated society at that time. Think about what Benjamin Franklin said at the Constitutional Convention. Now, this is after they'd won their independence. This is 1787. And you've heard some of this before. But he said in the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection. Does that sound like our government? No. Today we trust in tanks and planes and the military might that we project worldwide. We don't ask for God's protection or God's providence. We may say, God bless America. You know, do that, God. Is God on our side? God doesn't take sides. He asks you if you're on his side. But this is what Benjamin Franklin said. And, you know, we're told Benjamin Franklin was a deist or he was an atheist or whatever. Well, fine. What? Think about it. Even if he was a deist or an atheist, isn't it even more remarkable that he knew more about the Bible than most Christians in America do, that he would quote it unashamedly? Why? Because the society was thoroughly Christian, whether or not these leaders were or not, and that's who he was speaking to. He said, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection in that war with Great Britain. Our prayers, sir, were heard. They were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of a superintending providence in our favor. To that kind providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national felicity, happiness. And we've now forgotten, have we now forgotten that powerful friend? That's what I ask America on this 4th of July, 2019. Do we imagine that we no longer need God's assistance? I've lived, sir, a long time. The longer I live, the more convincing proof I see that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, will an empire rise without his aid? Will this American empire stand without God's aid? He goes on to say, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. And that's exactly what the Democrat Party is doing. They are turning us into the Tower of Babel. He said, we shall be divided by our little partial local interests. Our projects will be confounded. That, folks, is why we can't build the wall. Because we no longer care about the God who built our country. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d-democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model and the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of the huge July 4th specials. We're running right through into next weekend, but then they've got to stop. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the award-winning supplements, and double Patriot points. That means on your next order, 10% off, not 5% off on the dollar. Design for auto shipping, additional 10% off. Some of these products are loss leaders at those prices. X2, learn about why it's so special. How is the good halogen? How is the missing link in the body? Find out about X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. Rainforest Plus, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. Turbo Force, the great clean 10-hour energy. Real Red Pill Plus, Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, the Lung Cleanse, the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies. Most of those are close to selling out. Some won't be back in for months. Many won't be back in for weeks. But regardless, fish oil for adults, for children, the very best out there. All of these are great products. Books, films, t-shirts, water filtration, air filtration. That's what funds the InfoWar. And the big sale's running right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyze.
analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, and joining us live in studio is Leo Zagami. He's in America. As a matter of fact, he's been going up and down Route 66, so we're going to talk to him about his experiences in America. What does he think of this? What is it like, as well as some of the things that are happening back in his home country of Italy? We have Vladimir Putin meeting the Pope. We have a threat from Libya about releasing ISIS because of immigration issues. But first, welcome, Leo. Good to have you here.
It's great to be on your show, finally meeting you in person.
Yeah, in person. David, we talked to
seeing you, you are really strong and good shape. So David is going great, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about your impressions of America. You were going up and down Route 66.
Well, it wasn't the only thing I saw in America, because I arrived in Colorado on the around the 20th of May. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I went on to Utah, Idaho, Oregon.
Utah.
And then in Idaho, I went to near Boise. Then I stayed there a couple of days, and I went to Oregon. Then I went down to Nevada. Always driving, the whole Area 51. And then,
tell us about Area 51. You had an article about that. Report about that.
I mean, things that both on Area 51, and then more recently, when I was instead on my way to Texas, from first I went to do a speaking engagement on Route 66, which was promoted also in your show in Kingman, and went down very well. We had a lot of proud boys showing up, a lot of proud Americans mostly showing up, and it was very interesting. And then from Arizona, I went through New Mexico, the Grand Canyon, and then I arrived in Roswell. So I did also that, and Roswell was a different experience from Area 51, because in the middle of the night when I woke up, suddenly I found myself in front of a convoy of maybe 5 or 10 miles of police cars, and it was weird. The whole of Roswell was...
Wow.
And they were going out in the field where the original crash happened 72 years to the date, because it was the 2nd of July, 1947, that saw the famous UFO crash. So that was interesting, and I got to meet...
Had their own little ceremony of commemoration, I guess, right?
Well, I don't know. It was strange. I mean, it was an unusual thing. In fact, I put on my wife's YouTube channel that we filmed all this convoy going down the road. And then I made my way here. And that was, I must say, a very long trip. because you go through a whole lot of Texas where there is practically only one gasoline pump. With this old lady and a bunch of cats, and that's it. So it was...
As my uncle who visited here once before said, I've never seen so much or so little so far between.
I mean, I'm honored to be able to see all of America this way, because it's the second time that actually I really drive to Texas. My first trip here to Austin was in 2008. And I had already driven from Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, a lot of other states. So I must say, I'm quite acquainted now with the whole of the U.S., probably more than a lot of Americans.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. And even Americans, when they're going through Texas, they can't believe how long it takes to get through Texas. I remember doing that myself when I was living back in Florida with my family, and we went to Disneyland before they opened up Disney World.
Then you have all this oil, you know.
Yeah, we're going across the widest part of Texas, didn't think we're ever going to get out of it.
So you ever went then that way on Route 66 after you ever attempted
it? I want to do Route 66. It's classic.
I think they're doing they're commercializing the whole thing in a way. They want to relaunch it. There is a lot of talk about it. Definitely there is some interesting things that pop up on Route 66. When I left Kingman and then I went to Roswell, I noticed that the distance was 666 miles. So at that point, I was like, figuring out, ooh.
Well, you know, Route 66, now much of it is in ruins, but, you know, from the Grapes of Wrath and everything, of course, it was...
Yeah, it is in ruins, and there is some parts of it, which I was thinking, is this Route 66? Because it was like, I'm in the middle of nowhere, and there's a little road, and it's like really in bad conditions.
Well, they put an interstate kind of parallel to it in many places, and so the traffic has shifted over to that. And all these interesting things that grew up in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and so forth, they're now, you know, decaying, and that's what they want to rebuild, because it really, I think it was the first kind of interstate highway that we had here in America, and because of all that history and everything, and it's also been romanticized in film and song and everything here in America.
No, but you can really breathe America when you go through it. And the difference.
And that's the way I prefer to travel. I don't like going on the interstate. Everybody goes on the interstate. I like to take, as they say, the road less traveled. It's a lot more interesting, especially if you got the top down.
Yeah, when you start going out of the interstate, so you can really witness some crazy stuff. I was passing. I remember I was in, how you say, Utah. Yeah, I always pronounce it very well. and at one point I arrived in a place called Rome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the scenario was out of a movie. I mean, it was like.
See, in Texas, we have Rome and Paris right here in Texas. We're so big.
It was like one of those rundown gas stops with the guy looking like really.
Well, be careful now. They may come gunning for you, even though you got a MAGA hat. You know, they.
Well, of course, I have met more patriots along my journeys across the U.S. than Antifas, fortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Though the guys...
I see no scars on your face. So No, that's true. Yeah. If it had been Antifa, they would have gotten you.
For example, we organized an event at the Vet Post near Sacramento in Antelope with the Prudent Patriot and my friend Jeffrey Perrin and his friend Jared. And immediately they were targeted by Antifa. Their names and their photos were put all over the place. As fascist, and it happened to them already earlier, but they reiterated immediately after organizing my event. So I guess I'm not on their, probably on their blacklist too. I hope not, because it's sad to see that they are destroying the base, the very base of democracy by acting this way.
Well, that's their purpose. Their purpose is not, they're not offended by any particular issue or any particular person. They want to erase American culture. And American civilization.
And then I went
to the Constitution and everything else that they can erase.
Then I read in Kingman, and then there was another bunch of patriots and actually a guy from the Proud Boys, Craig, and he had the same problem. So, I mean, it's like widespread. They're doing it methodically everywhere and anywhere there is people that want to make America great again, they want to make America Venezuela instead.
That's right. That's right. They don't want America to even exist.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about what's happening in Italy in your absence. Now, we got Putin meeting with the Pope.
Of course, I wrote an article and people are giving me a hard time because my stand is this. Putin is great, but Putin is great for Russia. Remember, they're Americans. Yeah. Right. Americans have to keep this in mind. Mm-hmm. And then there's another fact that during the Soviet Union, their priority was to infiltrate the Catholic seminars and the Catholic Church. People tend to forget that almost 7,000...
So wait a minute, are you saying that Putin rigged the selection of the Pope?
Well, I will say...
They didn't have liberation theologists all through
America. Well, of course, the Jesuits have a long history with Russia. You see, when the Jesuits were kicked out of the Vatican in 1771, they actually were protected by the Empress of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
All the way till 1815, when they went back into the Vatican, the only place where they were protected was Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And strange enough, Russia, the moment in which they were about to go back into the Vatican, made him illegal in Russia. It's a little bit too odd scenario, but from my own experience also with the Russians, and I know that they see the Vatican as a place of mystery, of power, that always has intrigued them very much.
Yeah.
They like power. They like power, and the Vatican is power mostly. It's not religion. Religion is a secondary thing. Mm-hmm. So yesterday Putin arrived with his big convoy through Rome, and the first person he met was Pope Francis, who gave him a warm welcome, even if he arrived, I think, an hour late. Mm-hmm. So, but he gave him a warm welcome because people tend to forget that there is this alliance going on. And this alliance is between the lefties, and all these ex-Soviet agents, and of course the Jesuits.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we got to take a break, but you know we'll talk about this when we come back. You know there is a little bit of a tension there because the Pope has aligned himself with the globalists.
Yes,
and Putin has not. You know that's one of the so much. But we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Leo Zagami. And again, you can find him leozagami.com.
Thank you.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. The time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world can come here and get everything free, but that we, the citizens, have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy if we don't have major innovation and major booms. We will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the U.S. to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us and we will continue on in the face of this. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have Leo Zagami from Italy here with us in the studio. Of course, he's been touring America. He's seen more of America than some parts of America. I've actually seen more of America, probably, I have to say, my lifetime. But he's seen parts of America that, unfortunately, I haven't been able to see yet, which is like Route 66.
I remember that I started to come to America when I was 12 years old.
So I
also visited New England, New York, that side of things.
All right. Well, that's great. Yeah. Maybe you'll get over there, too. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in Italy. We're just talking about Putin and the Pope meeting. And also I wanted to get in to changes that Leo says are on their way in September to the structure, the political structure of the Roman Catholic Church.
The bureaucratic, also, let's say, structure, because it's the bureaucracy that administers through the Holy See and now wants to decentralize their power.
Okay, that's going to be it. So we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about what's going on in Italy with the with Salvini and other people in his administration essentially working to try to get out of the domination of the euro. That's a very effective political tool that's being done by the European Union. And so they're creating their own parallel currency. And Leo's got some very interesting information about that. But before we do, real quickly, I just want to tell you, because we need your sponsorship. You're our only sponsors, and we have our Emergency Save InfoWars special going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 50% off all InfoWars Life products. That's our vitamins, minerals, supplements, all these natural products. Very safe, very effective. You can get them 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points for discounts in the future. And again, that even includes things like toothpaste is included in that as well. 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. We really do appreciate your support. We could not do it without you. We don't have any other sponsors. We don't have any other advertisements. It's just what you buy directly there at InfoWarsStore.com. And we try to make it as much of a win-win as we can. Massive discounts, free shipping, double Patriot points right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Leo, we were talking about Putin and the Pope and some upcoming changes that are coming in September. Tell us all about this, your take on what's going on right now with Putin and the Pope.
Yeah, first of all, to close down with the Putin and the Pope thing, because, of course, people have seen on my site my article and also the video I posted of their meeting yesterday. Mm-hmm. And some people say, it's all rubbish because Putin is really against the globalists. He's really Putin is protecting Russia.
Yeah.
But to protect Russia, he's going to do anything and everything because he's an ex-KGB and he doesn't have the ethics and the morals that, you know, a normal person has.
So he's very ruthless. People don't understand anymore. They say, President Trump is meeting with North Korea's dictator or whatever. Well, that's, they're both trying to angle for what they want to get for their country. I mean, you do meet with, just because you're meeting with somebody, they're sovereign countries. Buy into everything.
Yeah, they're sovereign countries. They're sovereign individuals. Yeah. Only those countries who are weak have given their sovereignty up, like Europe, to the mondialists completely. And that's why I had to leave in the end and flee Italy. But when it comes down to the Pope, you have to understand the Pope represents the Jesuit, but he also represents a church that is implementing all the reforms that were ushered in after the Second Vatican Council. Second Vatican Council that was put together thanks to those atheist branches of Freemasonry that are governed by the Grand Orient of France, that in turn gave birth to the Grand Orient of the Russian people back in the early days of the Soviet Union. And so it's like atheism is their priority and destroying the Catholic faith. At that point, of course, Kirill with the Orthodox faith maintains his own independence from all this, and they can always say that his church is intact, and I must say that it's true. He maintains the proper values of Christianity within his own branch of Orthodoxy. But Orthodoxy is decentralized. It doesn't have a central figure that guides it all. Mm-hmm. There is, of course, the Constantinople faction, which is the Greek.
The Greek Orthodox. Classic. Yeah. And then there's the Russian Orthodox.
There's also a Romanian faction.
Yeah, right.
So these are the main three factions, but the Russian faction doesn't deal with the other two, which are politicized by NATO. So that is instead the Russian faction, the one of Kirill.
And Americans don't understand how much the Russian Orthodox Church has had a resurgence after the communists fell, because they were severely oppressed, of course, during communism, because the communists hate all religions.
I witnessed that myself. Yeah. I started going in Russia in 1996, and for a number of years I went there, and I witnessed a great change in Russian culture, which I initially thought was very...
Which I'm sure Bernie Sanders doesn't like. He went there before... Before the communists were thrown out,
people,
he wants to go back to the original
world. I worked with the Russian Ministry of Culture because I was involved in the music business. And I was the first person to actually broadcast freely on Russian radio from the West on the history of dance music, which was one of the topics that introducing the Russians to. And what happened and what I noticed immediately was that the Russians were really getting into religion very seriously. Even young people that were were coming to clubs and stuff, they were going to church and they were inviting me, come, we are all going back to the Orthodox faith. And I really felt that a very strong thing was going on. And in fact,
like I said earlier, you know, Bob Dylan said, you're going to serve somebody, right? And they'd been serving the Soviet Union, the Communist Central Party. That was gone. They were looking, you know, for something to fill that vacuum.
And then a big thing happened, and it was a terrorist attack. You remember in that theater with the Muslims, and then the Russians came in really. That day I arrived in Moscow, and they had to tell me, Leo, the only safe place where we can place you is actually in the Orthodox Church Interreligious Headquarters in Bolshoi Street. So you will be a guest of the Patriarch there.
Oh.
So I actually was sent there, and I spent a day there. So I must say, I know Russia very well. So when people criticize and say, oh, you are saying rabbi. No, guys, I'm a guy who has been to Russia probably over 20 times and knows actually people there and knows the inside and outs of the whole thing.
Oh, now you just outed yourself as a Putin agent, according to the left, right?
Of course.
It's like you can't talk to anybody without being their agent, right?
But I say always to everybody who listens to me lately when I'm here in the U.S., one thing, Putin does the interests of Russia.
Remember
that the Soviet Union has not ended their war on America with the collapse of the Soviet Union, because communism is still a plague and a virus that they inserted in our system and that gradually is manifesting through their agents, Bernie Sanders and the others, but also
I would just say communism is more popular in the Democrat Party than it is in Russia now, right?
Absolutely, because they told me themselves, you know, we made this experiment and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
I remember there was one guy who was like an ex-general in the GRU, so a very powerful figure, and told me, Leo, we experimented this thing. If you give the same wages to a doctor and to a guy who is digging the ditches on the road, somebody's not going to work here.
That's
because
right.
They don't have any input to work. They don't have so capitalism is still, I know it has many faults, but it's still a system that works much better than communism.
That's
communism
right.
is an utopia that it can be, but it's not, in reality, it becomes.
Only 30% of the people who want to keep Lenin in Red Square, you know, the body of Lenin in Red Square. The rest of the people want to get rid of it, right? I bet, you know, Bernie Sanders would probably take him.
I tell you one thing.
Vermont if they wanted to.
When it comes to Soviet architecture or Soviet history, we should keep it because it's part of history and people at least can remind themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy sent you to the gulags, like Stalin, for example.
Mm-hmm.
This guy killed and did.
Well, I would prefer to see them just keep some of the Soviet style apartments that everybody was cramped into.
I like the Soviet architecture.
Get rid of Lenin.
No, but I like I like the Soviet architecture though.
Yeah,
I have a friend who is a Russian senator called Sergei Gordiev, and he's been awarded this because he's the guy who has really gone with the money he made. He became one of the richest people in the real estate business in Russia. He started buying all this old Soviet structure to protect the architecture from being exploited because it's part of history. In any way, it's a negative history.
Oh, yeah.
We don't agree with it, but it's still history.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I agree with you. Yeah. We're just about out of time with this segment, and I want to talk about what's going on in Italy. We'll keep you another segment if you can stay. But let's talk about, in about the minute we've got left, do you think there's going to be a big change in the Vatican coming up in September?
Yeah, because Padre Semeraro, who is in charge of this C6, this group of cardinals, that originally was the C8, but then a couple were added as pedophiles, so they had to make the C6. Padre Semeraro just said, we're going to have a meeting, and he gave a Latin name to the whole project, which is taking place in September. It's going to be announced, and it's the gradual decentralization of power from the Holy See to the single bishops, making it gradually more similar to the Orthodox Church in reality.
Are they doing that because they're concerned about this particular pope, or are they concerned about...
Because they want to definitely destroy the divinity of the Pope. They have already...
We're going to be right back. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Leo Zagami, leozagami.com.
The
There is no longer any doubt multinational companies and governments are funding an attempted violent, Maoist-style overthrow of the U.S. Our borders are being totally collapsed. Already born babies are being killed. World government is here. Now is the time for decision. Now is the time for everyone watching and listening to decide which side they're on. And if you decide that you want to stop the forces that are banning the American flag and attacking the family and that are attacking our borders and our country and our military and our heritage, if you want to defend that, then now is the time to take action. And that means word of mouth about this broadcast. And that means buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that means praying for InfoWars and praying for President Trump and praying for yourself and praying for peace, praying for justice. We're running it through July 4th. But it's got to end because we're running out a lot of the best-selling items. We have store-wide free shipping. Store-wide free shipping. 50% off all the supplements and double Patriot points. Sign up for AutoShip. Cancel any time. It's free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. You cannot beat these deals. The best we ever offer at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trusts of the 19th century who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world. To make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, and we have Leo Zagami still in studio with us, and we want to talk, at this point in time, we've been talking about the changes that are coming up in the Catholic Church, and of course, the history, as we have Putin and the Pope meeting in the Vatican. Leo was pointing out how the only refuge that the Jesuits had at one point in time was in Russia, and now things have kind of turned the other way around, as the Jesuits started taking over the Vatican. You had the Russian Orthodox Church start to ascend in Russia. But I want to move over to what's going on with the Italian government right now, because I've mentioned this, the push back and forth, the competition with the European Union. Yeah. And of course, you know, first you have these free trading blocks, and then the next thing that comes in is a currency. And then they manipulate these things until they start to get people in economic problems. And they say, well, we need more political control in order to get you out of your economic problems that we just caused. And so in Italy, you have the Salvini government. Essentially, not some people are talking about creating a parallel currency to try to get away from some of the tyranny of the European Union and the European Union's central bank and so forth. Tell us a little bit about that.
I would say that it's not only the Salvini government now, because now there is the League also in the European Parliament, the recent elected the European Parliament, that starts manifesting a different form of Europe and of ideology in Europe, because the populist parties want the end of this bureaucratic hell, this technocracy that's been ruling Europe.
So, as I mentioned just a couple of days ago, you know, the Brexit, they just started the European Parliament, you know, while you're touring America, they had their first day of Parliament, and they had their national anthem, the Ode to Joy from Beethoven's Ninth
Symphony. Were telling me, Ode to Joy. Yeah, why they chose that? I have to do some research on that one.
It is an end to joy, I think, if we go to that. But it is kind of, you know, the Germans are pushing this. You got one German province, Saxon. They want to make a three-year jail term if you deface the European flag. So they got their flag. They're worshiping their flag. They've got a national anthem. They've talked about having a European army. And the people who were elected from Brexit, the Brexit Party, they stood up and turned their backs to it. They said, the European Union is not a nation. I would never disrespect the national anthem of a nation, but these people are not a nation and they need to be called out on that.
There's no political union in the EU.
Yeah.
So it's just a technocracy, a dictatorship of unelected people. Now, of course, we have the new elected parliament, but at the same time, we have still unelected figures that Juncker and the others are still in charge until their end of term. That is not even decided by the people because they have... Right. They have a whole commission that is not in controlled by the vote of the people of Europe. And they are the ones who ultimately make the real decision. Yeah. Now, when it comes to Salvini, he has brought in a friend of mine called Antonio Maria Rinaldi. You can go and check on Google this professor, economist, who is a very good friend of another minister in the Salvini government, who is Savona, who created a lot of controversy when he was brought in. But in the end, Antonio Maria Rinaldi is really the guy who's giving this new input to create maybe a parallel currency that can save the day and make Italy at least independent from this situation. Though I think that Antonio wants to do all these things, and I'm glad that he was a member of Italians for Trump, which was my project back in Italy. And today, later on, we're going to be opening the bottle that me and Rinaldi presented in front of the parliament on the day of the inauguration of Donald J. Trump on the 20th of January, 2017. So that's something.
And it's this guy who is coming up with the
absolutely
the process of coming up with what many people have said they call it the mini bond. It's a way of trading bonds, but they're trying to come up with a way to get out from the dominance of the European Union's currency and their central bank. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Can you stay another segment?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll have another segment with Leo Zagami. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll talk about what's going on because look, folks, banking is really the way that you control power. That's why I'm so concerned about what Facebook is doing with their new cryptocurrency. But we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We still have Leo Zagami with us. And, of course, Leo has been touring Western and, I guess, Northwest America. And he's now here in Austin today. He's going to be on the Alex Jones Show later with Alex. And he's got something to present, Alex, that has to do with his friend, who is an economics professor, right?
Yeah.
Who has a strategy to try to push back against the financial controls being enacted by the European Union, via the euro and other, tactics with that, trying to impose, different austerity packages on Italy when in reality, by many benchmarks, Italy is not worse than France in many cases. In many ways you look at it, they're better off than France. But of course they're not going to come after France because you've got the alliance there. You know, you got Macron, who's buddies with the EU, but you've got a lot of policy differences between the Italian government and the European Union.
There's a big problem in France. Macron has been the choice for the moment because of the problem with Le Pen that might have accepted money from Russia. And this basically puts her in a bad light, so she will not have maybe the support of NATO and the U.S. to get elected even in the future. Because it's a big problem if you have taken money from Russia. There actually is also the suspicion that even Salvini maybe has taken money from Russia. That is really becoming a nightmare for the interagency even here in the U.S. Because, I mean, if Salvini...
Are these allegations or do they have any... does it look like...
Basically what happened was this. Salvini and Casa Pound, which is an extreme right faction in Italy, were in dialogue with Le Pen to try to get the Russians to also give them some financing. We don't know if that thing actually became then manifested in money being sent. We know that then Salvini went to Moscow. Mm-hmm. That happened. It was in the newspapers and he went to, but we don't know. Imagine this. Tomorrow the government breaks down in Italy. At that point, Salvini will definitely become the prime minister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to be sure that Salvini is clean.
Yeah, yeah.
And the problem with this party was that the judiciary, the left-wing judiciary, took 50 million from them, blocked all their assets 2 years ago.
Mm.
So they were a party with no money two, 3 years ago, I think, this happened. And so at that point, also quite desperate to get money from any source. But money, of course, means that you're taking money from a foreign government that after is going to ask you some favors in return. So, that is something we should look into. I am convinced that Salvini is doing a great job, especially because the right people have been elected with him. Mm-hmm. Even my own lawyer has been elected in the European Parliament, Francesco Donato. So I had my friend, my lawyer, everybody. I could have been elected.
You should go too, yeah.
I should have done it myself.
You could stand up and turn your back to the...
But the thing is that the left-wing judiciary would have not let me do my job because there was so much on my case.
Mm-hmm.
They were sending me police even for Facebook posts in the middle of the, you know.
And that's why, you know, we look in this environment, you know, the fact that Salvini travels to Russia. I mean, when Trump meets with Putin, everybody's like, oh, see, you know, there's collusion going on. And it's like, this is what state leaders do with each other back at the time of Nixon. You know, they even called it detente. They said, oh, this is great. We got an easing of strained relations. It would be a good thing for these people to talk. You know, yeah, they're both working for the interests of their country.
But one thing is to talk. Another thing is to actually have collusion.
Yeah.
Like Obama, for example, he's pretty colluded. And I mean, Podesta and all those guys are very colluded with Russia.
Yeah.
So Russia has a dark side in which they still pilot the ex-Soviet agents in this plan of left-wing mondialism that, of course, is headed by the Pope himself. And so yesterday, seeing the Pope and Putin together on Independence Day, sorry, guys, but it makes me quite agitated. People should also see the message they want to send by meeting on the 4th of July.
Hmm.
You know?
And what do you think that is?
Well, here on this side of the Atlantic, we have declared independence, thanks God, in 1776 from these people. From their royal families, from their church and all that. And there was finally a separation of church and state. There was finally the possibility of a declaration of independence that we should always cherish and remember because people died for this.
Right. Now we have foreign entanglements with the Arabs. You know, we've got this interdependency and foreign entanglement with them and our currency and so forth.
That,
but let's talk a little bit. We got a few more minutes left in this segment. It's not just the European Union that is fighting Salvini because he's trying to control uncontrolled immigration, but it's also Libya. Tell us what's going on with Libya and their threats.
My problem, just closing with Salvini, is that they might use anything they have on him to blackmail him in the next few years. And so I want to see a guy who is independent from any blackmail.
Absolutely.
When it comes to Libya, Salvini's been very strict with immigration, but now the two factions are fighting in Libya, and like I wrote in my recent article published on liozagami.com this morning, one of the factions that has been bombarded, they actually had a prison bombarded, has threatened to release this week 8,000 prisoners. Mm. Now, amongst these prisoners that will be released and will automatically go on the boats that will flood the European coast, there is hundreds and hundreds of ISIS terrorists. So this means that we are about to have a security crisis in Europe in the next few weeks. And that means that in the next...
Because even if they don't get into Italy, they'll just redirect the boats over to Spain or whatever, right?
spend there.
Yeah. These are these NGOs, many of them financed by George
Soros. What happened in Italy recently was that this Carola, this woman with the Sea-Watch 3. Have you heard what happened? I published the article on my website where I showed how this woman on the ship, financed by George Soros, the Sea-Watch 3, tried to ram an Italian police ship and nearly killed the Italian police.
Wow.
And they slamming them on the thing. Now she's arrested.
She's arrested.
Yeah, okay, but the Democratic Party in Italy has already raised more than €1 million for her, and they want her release, of course.
So she can do it again. Yeah. So you know, we look at this, and of course, we just had the.
And the father, you know what job does the father do?
What's
the father of this woman? You know where she works?
What does he do?
In the German military industrial complex.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Very senior advisor for a big company that deals with defense systems in African countries, also, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing is incentivize the crisis, and like we said earlier, bring in the EU army that, of course, will be prevalently controlled by Germans. People don't know that.
That's right.
But Germans should never have had an army in the first place.
That's right.
We have occupied Germany and divided in two because they were dangerous and they continue to be dangerous.
And they've been able to do what Hitler and the in World War II and what the Kaiser in World War I was not able to do through the European Union.
Have you ever wondered?
Really is dominated by Germany.
Yeah. David, have you ever wondered why we don't have any viewers or listeners in Germany?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the same types
it's
of controls are being put everywhere. Yeah.
No, because if you start to view InfoWars in Germany, you're going to start getting on a blacklist.
That's right.
You might receive a visit in the middle of the night by the secret police or by some other intelligence service or other that are interested in what you're doing, because there is no free speech in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They all align to this kind of Christian Democrat socialist nightmare.
Very authoritarian. I mean, you know, you look at it, and of course, you know, one of the things that made that work for the Germans is the fact that they use state education more thoroughly and earlier than anybody else. I mean, we talk about kindergarten. That's a German term, and they have ruthlessly opposed anybody who wanted to homeschool their kids. So they're against any kind of freedom in terms of your inquiry or your political beliefs or your religious beliefs. They persecute that.
I had luck, I think, to go to Germany before the fall of the wall, the Berlin Wall, in 1986, I think, the first time I went to Germany. And then I went back after the fall of the wall to Berlin when the Pope arrived the first time in Berlin. I was there. And it was a completely different Germany that I viewed from before and after. Before, when there was the division East and West, the West Germany was nice, clean, neat. Everything was very perfect and precise. When they then broke down this barrier, of course, it was terrible to have a barrier, to have a wall that divided families and all that. But the necessity of this division was because, of course, that part of Germany became influenced by the Soviet Union in a way that is still in the DNA. Angela Merkel was a Stasi operative.
Yeah. Absolutely. Great to have you, Leo Zagami. Great to meet you in person. And, of course, he's going to be on with Alex Jones. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world could come here and get everything free, but that we the citizens have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy if we don't have major innovation and major booms. We will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the US to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism, so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you, and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us, and we will continue on in the face of this. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history, and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of the huge July 4th specials. We're running right through into next weekend, but then they've got to stop. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the award-winning supplements, and double Patriot points. That means on your next order, 10% off, not 5% off on the dollar. You sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. Some of these products are loss leaders at those prices. X2, learn about why it's so special. How it's the good halogen. How it's the missing link in the body. Find out about X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. Rainforce Plus, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. Turbo Force, the great clean 10-hour energy. Real Red Pill Plus, Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, the Lung Cleanse, the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies. Most of those are close to selling out. Some won't be back in for months. Many won't be back in for weeks. But regardless, fish oil for adults, for children, the very best out there. All of these are great products. Books, films, t-shirts, water filtration, air filtration. That's what funds the InfoWar. And the big sale's running right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Richard Proctor. Of course, you can find his books on economics, his books on the Constitution. He's got a very detailed exposition of the Constitution for adults. He's also got a book that is oriented towards teaching children the principles in a more basic way. And it's always interesting to talk to Richard Proctor about the Constitution. Today, we're going to talk about a couple of interesting amendments. He said he wanted to talk about the Third Amendment and the Sixth Amendment. And I guess, Richard, we could start. First of all, welcome. Thank you for joining us, Richard.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. There's a misunderstanding. The Sixth and the Third Articles.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, the Third Amendment, it's kind of interesting you want to talk about that because that's the one about quartering soldiers.
Yeah.
But is this about the parade that we had in Washington, D.C.? Okay, go ahead. I'll let you take it. What do you want to talk about? Go ahead.
Well, I'm just the Sixth Amendment. You know,
okay,
it's really ignored a lot, but you know, it's absolutely the most one of the most important articles. I shouldn't say articles. When you think about the Sixth Article, you see the Constitution. The very very first thing the Sixth Article says is that in the second paragraph, this Constitution, that's the foundation. And the laws of the country made in pursuant thereof. What does pursuant mean? Pursuant means it's got to follow the Constitution.
Yeah,
so the foundation is the Constitution itself. The laws of the United States must agree with the Constitution or they're null and void. They're not correct.
And as we talk about every time you come on, from the very beginning, if they didn't like something, it was a very contentious idea how many representatives they were going to have. They came up with a number after a lot of negotiations, and then they just immediately ignored that and went around it without amending it. And we see that over and over again.
Over and over. That's exactly right. Sometimes they just ignore it. And sometimes it's the political parties. Sometimes it's the Supreme Court. Sometimes it's amendments. Sometimes it's just ignoring the thing to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
It's astounding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Then the next part of Article 6 gets into treaties, and everybody thinks that says, not everybody, just the Supreme Court. They think that treaty becomes a law of the land, supreme law of the land. It says it. Yeah, but it also says treaties under the authority of the United States. So what does under the authority of the United States mean? It means laws and constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So if the treaty is in accordance with the laws and the Constitution, then it shall be supreme law of the land, just like everything else is.
But and that's very important because it's not just Supreme Court decisions where they take it upon themselves to pretend that they have altered the Constitution. You know, the Supreme Court's got a different opinion, so now the entire Constitution has changed. But they also do that frequently with treaties. And, you know, we know that they don't have that authority, but they use, if people understood that they are violating the Constitution, once they violate the Constitution, they no longer have that authority. That's the thing that they appeal to when they take office. They swear to the Constitution. That is the king, if you will. And they are just merely temporary stewards. But when they put it out there in the public perception, that a treaty that they signed with somebody, whether that's a Paris Climate Treaty or whether that's something like NAFTA or something like that, that that now supersedes our laws and alters our Constitution. That's not true.
That's not true. Absolutely right. They only have, you get into Article 3 closely, they only have 8 powers. And then Amendment 11 took away 1.5 of those powers. So they really only have 6.5 powers left if you include the amendment, 11th Amendment. But since that changed the document itself, and contracts can't be changed by amendments, that amendment doesn't apply. The Constitution can't be changed by an amendment because the Constitution is a contract. And contract law, all the attorneys know this, contract law requires that amendments either correct mistakes in the document or add to the document, but they cannot change the document. And that's very clear in Black's Law Dictionary. It's really something how we waver away based upon what the person that's talking wants to say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we create these different bureaucracies. That's the other part of this. The administrative state is the way that they get around this. Another way, basically saying we've got now rules, not laws, that are created by people that we never elected, that we can never get rid of, right? And so now we not only have taxation without representation, but we now have legislation without representation.
Yeah.
And so they get around it in that way as well.
Yeah, but they really don't get around it, Dave, because you got to go back to the very, very first paragraph and the very, very first sentence in Article 1, which says the only people that can make laws is the legislature, not anybody else.
That's right. That's right.
But
they play these legal games with us and saying, well, we're not writing laws, we're writing rules, and we're writing regulations. And so, you know, the Congress essentially avoids their responsibility, their duty, and they hand this off. It's kind of like Nancy Pelosi when she said, well, you got to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. You know, we'll create the Consumer Financial Protection Board, and then we'll let them tell us what the rules are going to be. We'll just create this agency. We'll create, the FDA, and they'll define what food and drugs we can have, you know, that type of thing.
Isn't it amazing how the powers behind the throne change everything, just adjust it to make it sound better.
Make
it sound right, then it's okay, but that's not okay nonetheless. If the government requires me to follow a rule, it is then a law.
That's right. But you got this whole branch they call civil forfeiture, right? Because they call it that because they're not giving you any due process. You know, they take your property And then they say, well, you'll have to sue us in court if you want it back. You don't have any presumption of innocence. You don't have due process, and you don't have any protection against excessive fines. You know, and they can take your stuff without even charging you, let alone finding you guilty. All of these types of things are tricks that they use because they're preying on our ignorance. And that's why your books going through and defining the Constitution, you know, and saying this is what it really is and expounding on it. That's why that's so important. They get away with this because we're ignorant about what is really there. I mean, they're playing this razzle-dazzle game with us.
Yeah, you know, even in the Boy Scouts, when I was back in the Boy Scouts in the 50s, they didn't teach the Constitution correctly even then. I mean, the, the National merit badge, the National Civil Merit, whatever it's called, that particular merit badge taught the Constitution incorrectly.
Oh, yeah.
That's how far back this has been going.
I'm not surprised. I remember having long discussions with a young employee of mine who was, he was in high school and he was still working a job in a retail store we had. And he was a good student. He was going to be the salutatorian at the high school. And he was thoroughly convinced that the Second Amendment was all about giving guns to the National Guard. That's what they told him.
Yeah, the National Guard is an organization established by a government, the federal government, the state government. It doesn't make any difference. It's limited to a certain number of people. But that's not what a militia is.
That's right.
A militia is everybody in the state. And that's the difference. 1828 dictionary is very clear. And that's the important one to use, since that's the definition of the words in the 1770s.
That's right. Absolutely. I agree with original intent. We don't even have, most of our Supreme Court justices don't even care about original intent because they don't care about the Constitution.
They
use foreign treaties, they use foreign laws, they even use foreign traditions to regulate from the bench. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Richard Proctor. Again, you can find him at bathroomeconomics.com, where you can find his books on the Constitution and economics.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
The time has come. The time is here. The globalists are openly activating their anti-American forces to demonize the American people, the very existence of our borders, and that the whole world could come here and get everything free, but that we, the citizens, have to pay for it when our nation is on the verge of bankruptcy if we don't have major innovation and major booms. We will collapse into third world status, and the UN and others admit they're using giant migrant waves in Europe and the U.S. to collapse the countries, to kill capitalism and bring in socialism, so we can go the way of the old Soviet Union, North Korea, and Venezuela. This is a plan. That's why we've got to stay on air. It's why you've got to keep fighting, because we're going to win this in the end. Thanks to you and your support. That's what makes it all possible. So I salute you, and I thank you, but I ask you again, do your shopping with us, and we will continue on in the face of this. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Whatever you do, commit now to history, and know that buying products from us is one of the most important things you can do in the fight against the globalists.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support, because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. the enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor. He's written a lot and studied a lot about the Constitution. He's got several books that are available at bathroomeconomics.com. And as we were saying in the last segment, if we don't understand what's in the Constitution, then they can do anything that they want to us. I think a very good example of this, Richard, was what we've just recently seen with marijuana laws, both medical marijuana and recreational marijuana. As much as Jeff Sessions, I've said this many times, wanted to shut all of the medical marijuana and recreational marijuana laws down, he didn't really dare move because he didn't have the constitutional authority. And I think he didn't want people to see that the empire had no clothes on this. You know, when we had alcohol prohibition, we had both an 18th Amendment to make it prohibited and a 21st Amendment because they don't otherwise have the power unless they add a special amendment. But they tell us, you know, which drugs we can have. They tell us which foods we can have. So both the FDA and the DEA, I don't really see any authority on. So it's very important for us to understand what's in the Constitution, isn't it?
DEA shows up and tells people how they can do stuff. They haven't any authority to do it. They can't make laws. They can't make those decisions. We have property rights. Get out of here.
That's right. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. They're about to extend that even further by telling us, you know, hey, you're going to have to, not only can you not take these drugs over here, but you're going to have to take a mandatory vaccine. That's what happens when we allow them to enslave us, and they enslave us when we're ignorant of what the purposes are. You wanted to talk about Article 3.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the federal judiciary. You know, it says the federal judiciary shall, in the first section of it, shall consist of the Supreme Court and what other federal judges they think may be necessary. Well, we've got 3,500 of those now, roughly. They got so many that it's hard to get an accurate account, just like it's hard to get an accurate account of all the different pages of regulations that they add every year. But it's around 3,500. Is that even necessary, or have they gone way outside their jurisdiction?
Well, they have, of course. You know, an interesting thing that is not noticed, I don't think anybody even notices it, the capitalization in the Constitution is very important. They want to emphasize things they capitalize. Did you know Supreme Court is never capitalized in the Constitution?
No, I didn't know that. I noticed that now as I'm looking at it. Yeah.
It's a hierarchy. It's a hierarchy along with the inferior courts. And what they're talking about is the federal courts. The Supreme Court, little s, and the inferior courts, little s, got to follow this article, Article 3, and they can't deviate from it, and they have nothing to do with anything else. They can't tell the states what their laws are. Marshall, John James Marshall, that decided in 1816 that he should decide what the state constitutions say. But he didn't have that authority to decide that. He just decided it.
Yeah, he just gave that power to himself, and Jefferson and others were saying, oh, that's basically the end of the Constitution if we let that stand, and it has been the end of the Constitution.
Yes, well, it has been. You know, let's just think. Let's go back to the Marbury versus Madison case, 1803. Now, that's the key. Everybody rotates around that one because that's when Marshall said that the Constitution will be evaluated, the laws will be evaluated by the Constitution. Well, now let's look at that decision. It kind of goes like this. I'm going to quote it really close, and anybody can look it up. It's right in the right any place. It says, "Laws that are not in accordance with the Constitution are null and void. Then, through judicial power, we will decide what is under the Constitution. But since the Constitution doesn't give him the authority to do that, that's a circle." A law that's not in accordance with the Constitution is null and void. And I'm going to say something that is not in accordance with the Constitution, so that's also null and void. But nobody realizes those two paragraphs, those two sentences fixed together perfectly.
Yeah, it's circular logic.
Yeah,
but it's also the same kind of logic that tells us, look, we don't want to have any fake news. And I'm going to decide what is real news and what is fake news. So in other words, I'm going to tell you what you can see and hear. And that's basically what the Supreme Court has been doing. It's that same logic. It's not only a circular logic, as you just pointed out, that, you know, assuming powers that are not in the Constitution for themselves, but it's also that type of thing. You know, we will be the arbiters of what is a true law and what isn't true law under the Constitution.
Yep. And, you know, it was interesting, the Supreme Court, the case, I believe, is in 1968. I believe that's when it was. The case says, in essence, that the media can lie anytime they want, as long as it's not malicious. They can lie all they want. That's a decision of the Supreme Court. Fake news. Oh, boy, look where we are today. We can't trust anything, they say. We can't trust anything just because they've taken advantage of a decision of the Supreme Court that the Supreme Court had no authority to say.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, we go back even, as I've mentioned many times, to World War I when Woodrow Wilson wanted to get us into a war. And there was a case that went all the way to the Supreme Court where it was really kind of the second big epic movie, Spirit of 76. It was about the American Revolutionary War. They did not want that shown. They said, you're going to cut out the spots that make the British look bad because we want to get into World War I with them. He didn't do that. And so they fined him $10,000 and 10 years in jail. He appealed it all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, movies don't have a protection under the First Amendment, and we can, you know, censor that if we want to. And that stayed there until the 1950s. So, you know, we got the Supreme Court really kind of acting as an arbitrary Politburo.
Constantly.
Yeah.
I just an estimate. 90% of what the Supreme Court does is not legal.
That's
it's
right.
Not constitutional. The other 10% are things that are that one of those rules, one of the eight rules, says where the United States is a party. So if the United States is being sued, then the Supreme Court has something it can say. But if it's not the United States, then by Jove, they don't have the authority, period.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and Andrew Jackson has said that. You know, they've made their decision. Let's say they enforce it. Let's talk about the census. What's your opinion about that? I mean, they've waded into an area, the judiciary has. We've got, you know, because any of these 3,500 judges can essentially tell the president, don't do that. And he doesn't, and he stops. He doesn't. I mean, Obama would say, well, we'll appeal it, and on appeal, we'll continue to do what we want to do. But President Trump just stops. Now, you know, we've got this census question, and that looks like that's important enough to President Trump that he may go the route of issuing an executive order or whatever under Article 2. What do you think about that?
Okay, let me just say, he doesn't even have to issue an executive order. Just don't do it. Because he knows they have an authority to tell him that. Period.
That's right. Just like Andrew Jackson. He says, okay, well, that's their opinion.
See, an executive order the president issues isn't constitutional either. But if he goes to the Constitution itself and he says, the Constitution doesn't give you that authority, I'm not going to honor it. Done.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's got the executive power to do that.
And, you know, as important as I think the census question is, and we've talked about this the last time you're on, as important as that is, I think it's even more important for President Trump to pull back this overreach of the federal judiciary and say, you don't have any authority here. You don't even have, I don't care what your opinion is.
That's right.
We're
going
to do it this way.
Opinions. They're just opinions of five people. That's all they are.
Yeah, yeah, just exactly.
Five people are controlling the whole country. It's terrible.
Yes.
But we let them do it. Stop that.
Unelected and there for life.
Yep.
Unelected and unaccountable to us.
And, you know, the Constitution doesn't even say they're there for life. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not really clear, so we've assumed that that's what it says, but it doesn't really say that. You know, that last paragraph, let me see, shall hold their office during good behavior and shall at stated times receive for their services money. Okay, that's defined, shall hold their office during good behavior, that's defined as for life. But in fact, most of them don't have good behavior, therefore they should all be impeached or they should be asked to leave.
I agree. It's kind of interesting, you know, when we look at this, and we're about out of time, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what power it really does have, because I think people will be surprised to read, I think it's the second section of Article 3, where it actually defines what the federal judiciary is supposed to do.
Yep,
you'd be surprised what little they have to do, especially when you look at how they have intruded into every minute detail of our lives, defining every aspect of our life from birth on. They define everything for us. And we're supposed to bow down and worship whatever they put out there. Can't ever be changed if they don't like it. But, of course, if they... if they do like it, if they don't like it, they completely ignore it. We'll be right back. Richard Proctor, stay with us.
There is no longer any doubt multinational companies and governments are funding an attempted violent, Maoist-style overthrow of the U.S. Our borders are being totally collapsed. Already born babies are being killed. World government is here. Now is the time for decision. Now is the time for everyone watching and listening to decide which side they're on. And if you decide that you want to stop the forces that are banning the American flag and attacking the family and that are attacking our borders and our country and our military and our heritage, if you want to defend that, then now is the time to take action. And that means word of mouth about this broadcast. And that means buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that means praying for InfoWars and praying for President Trump and praying for yourself and praying for peace, praying for justice. We're running it through July 4th, but it's got to end because we're running out a lot of the best-selling items. We have store-wide free shipping. Store-wide free shipping. 50% off all the supplements and double Patriot points. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel any time. It's free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. You cannot beat these deals. The best we ever offer at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor, and we're going to continue to talk about the judiciary, because as you can see during the Trump administration, the key thing that is they've used to checkmate and to stymie President Trump is the judiciary. And we may be at a tipping point. If President Trump realizes and goes with his powers and overrules this federal judiciary stepping in and say, you can't ask this census question. He has every authority under the Constitution to ask that. They have no authority to stop him, just like they didn't to stop him with the border security issues. So we're going to talk more about that in just a moment with Richard Proctor. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our Save InfoWars Emergency Special. We have all kinds of supplements, vitamins, minerals, natural sleep aids like Knockout, for example, or things like natural sinus clearing product like Pollen Block. My wife loves that. That's the only thing she's ever found that works. Safe, natural, effective products, even toothpaste, our Super Blue toothpaste. Doesn't have fluoride. It's got the good halogen, iodine, but it also has nanosilver, which is a great way to fight not only bacteria, but also virus. Nanosilver in our Super Blue. So we have a lot of different products. If you're taking vitamins and minerals, you're not going to find any better quality products anywhere. Our BioTrue Selenium, for example. All organic, natural, non-GMO sources on that. And now you've got the best price, 50% off all InfoWars Life products and free shipping and double Patriot points. That'll get you discounts in the future. All that right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We really depend on you. You are our only sponsor. We don't advertise anywhere else. It's just the products that you buy going directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Also, just real quickly, don't forget to subscribe to my channel on YouTube, Libertarian. Don't forget to subscribe and to also share those videos that you'll see there. You'll see this interview that we got with Richard Proctor there. Also, you can find me on Twitter, Libertarian. Don't forget to follow and to retweet. Okay, Richard, let's talk a little bit about the actual powers in the Constitution that were given to the judiciary. People be surprised to find how little they have, and it's really if you look at the different cases that they put there, it's really about things that are intrastate, you know, between different states or between states and between citizens in different states or citizens with, you know, disputes with foreign governments in a state or something like that.
Yes, international stuff and stuff between the states. Yeah, that's it.
Well,
let's just go through them. Section 2, paragraph 1, okay? Now, the first thing you need to do is you need to understand and internalize this, that punctuation is as important as the words. So when you look at this, you see a semicolon and a dash, but the first three words of Section 2 is the judicial power, and the first three words of Section 1, the judicial power. So they meant to define this as their power, period, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then you watch the dashes and the semicolons and the commas, and you see, and I've listed these out, absolutely easily read and understood in my book on pages 112 and 113. These are the eight powers to all cases affecting ambassadors and other public ministers and consuls. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
To all cases of admiralty and maritime jurisdiction. That's two. To controversies to which the United States shall be a party. That's three. To controversies between states, two or more states. That's four. Between a state and the citizens of another state. That's five. Between citizens of different states, that's six. Between citizens of the same state, claiming lands under grants of different states, that's seven. and between a state or the citizens thereof and the foreign state's citizens or subjects. And that's number 8. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the law of the land. The supreme law of the land is the Constitution.
So it's really interstate cases, you know, things that go between different states or international, between some of these states and a different country or something like that.
Yes.
Or citizen or whatever. So it's different cases, citizens in different states or foreign citizens involved with a state or with another citizen. So it's really interstate and international and otherwise they ought to stay out of it.
Yes, that's right.
So what are they doing hearing a case between a gay couple and a baker in Colorado? I mean, that's interstate, right? Intrastate. It's not between different states.
That's in Colorado. That's it. Nothing more than Colorado. If they want to make a law that says that, that's their right.
Yeah,
because they're not bound 100%. They're bound by the Constitution, which includes the 10th Amendment, which says that anything that's not listed here is their right. And so that's their right right there. They decide marriage. They decide all those things. That's their right.
That's right. That's right. Or if you talk about these other things that they've interjected themselves into, like abortion, for example.
Oh, yes.
Again, that would be something that would be decided by the states. And we have radically different opinions in different states. Some of them want absolutely no restrictions on abortions, and they want them funded by the state. That would be like New York and California, whatever. Then you got other places like Alabama where they want no abortion under no circumstances, and they should each be able to do whatever they want to in those various places.
That's what the Constitution says, which you just said just now, exactly what it says.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just don't try to learn that, and we ignore it. If the Supreme Court says something that they think is right, we now say, oh, that's law. We got to do that.
Exactly.
No, it isn't law. It's an opinion.
I am so tired of hearing Roe v. Wade described as the law of the land. It is not. It's simply an opinion. And like I said before, if they disagree with an opinion, they feel free to ignore it or to change it. But if they like it, oh, that's the law of the land. You better bow down to it. You better not ever change that. Yes. And when we go back and we look at Roe v. Wade, if you actually look at that decision, as I pointed out when this all flared up with Georgia and Alabama and so forth, you know, a few weeks ago, I said, look at the basis of this opinion. They go back and they look at some ancient Greek ethicists. They look at what was going, you know, what the practices were in Europe and throughout history. They talk to the AMA and all this other kind of stuff. And then they just kind of cut the baby in the half, you know, and they say, well, okay, well, we'll say the first trimester, you can't do anything. But after that, we'll leave that up to the states. It's up to the states all 9 months.
Yeah. When they do that, by the way, that's not good behavior. There's an impeachable offense.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, they didn't do anything to interpret the Constitution. Instead, what they did was they went to a lot of outside sources and then issued their opinion as to who they agreed with.
Wrote a new one, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, that takes us back over to Article 6, because one of the things in Article 6 is the fact that everybody, whether they're in the Congress or whether they're in state legislatures or what, they're going to take an oath of affirmation to the Constitution.
Yep. I'm
going to say, yeah, we agree to the Constitution, and, you know, we take that oath as a condition of our office, and then they feel free to just throw it out and ignore it after that.
I know. That's Article 6 is very important because that ties every state to this Constitution. It ties everybody. It says, literally, it says, all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to the Constitution. That's what it says.
Yeah.
And so what should the state, now what's the responsibility then based on that paragraph, which is in the Constitution exactly, what does that responsibility does that put on the states? To nullify every federal act that's not in accordance with the Constitution. That's the responsibility.
I agree. And I think that's really where we've got to start. We got to start by educating the people about the Constitution, and we have to have people elected at the state legislature who will stand up against these unconstitutional overreaches. And I think the best example of, again, regardless of what you think about marijuana, medical marijuana, anything, we saw the nullification of that unconstitutional war on drugs. We saw it with that one particular item. We saw a peaceful nullification of federal overreach. That is so important. But, you know, going back to abortion, Richard, we're talking about this.
Yeah.
One of the things that you hear all the time now, and of course this is also in Article 6, I said, you'll take an oath of affirmation, but there will be no religious test. And yet we hear from people all the time now, oh, we're going to make what they say about Roe v. Wade a litmus test, right? And they do. And we're seeing the Democrats shutting down people. It's like, well, I don't want you as a judge because you're a Catholic, and because you're, you know, a conservative Catholic, right. You're going to be pro-life. So you, I'm not going to let you be in. That's a religious test.
We just have it. That's a violation by Congress, or by the Senate, yes. Actually. That's a violation by the Senate. So those guys are not in accordance with the Constitution either. So let's go back to the 17th Amendment, and we will discover that violates the Constitution, changes the Constitution. Therefore, according to the law, the contract, that's null and void. So the state should just say, hey, guys, I'm going to send those senators home, and we're not going to have any more public elections in our state, period, because that's what the Constitution says.
Yes, yes. I was really hopeful, you know, at first when they did this in Alabama, they said, we're going to challenge this. We're going to pass a law that just completely ignores Roe v. Wade. And then you heard some of the congressmen say there, yeah, we got to do something to challenge the Supreme Court. So we're going to do this and then send it to the Supreme Court and see what they say. And it's like, no.
That's right. It's
that changes, undid all of it.
Write it in statute and just do it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're out of time. But thank you for joining us again. Richard Proctor, you can find his books on the Constitution as well as on economics at bathroomeconomics.com. That's it for our program today. Thank you for listening.
I want to encourage everyone to take advantage of the huge July 4th specials. We're running right through into next weekend, but then they've got to stop. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the award-winning supplements, and double Patriot points. That means on your next order, 10% off, not 5% off on the dollar. You'll sign up for auto shipping, additional 10% off. Some of these products are loss leaders at those prices. X2, learn about why it's so special. How is the good halogen? How is the missing link in the body? Find out about X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. Rainforest Plus, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. Turbo Force, the great clean 10-hour energy. Real Red Pill Plus, Alpha Power, Super Male Vitality, the Lung Cleanse, the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies. Most of those are close to selling out. Some won't be back in for months. Many won't be back in for weeks. But regardless, fish oil for adults, for children, the very best out there. All of these are great products. Books, films, t-shirts, water filtration, air filtration. That's what funds the InfoWar. And the big sale's running right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for auto ship and get your own high quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.